WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
Electricity not a reality. I'm Jeremy Scott. Statewide, there are still just over a quarter of a million customers without power this morning, stemming from storms that crossed the state early yesterday. Half of them are in Columbus, where the power could be off for some until tomorrow night. AEP had to turn off power for more than 120,000 people in Columbus. Power systems in the city took damage from the storm. Equipment couldn't handle this amount of heat while crews were working to fix the systems. In addition to Columbus, though, there are outages remaining all around the state. Areas with the most significant outages include North Central and East Central Ohio, as well as South Central Ohio. We certainly know about that here in Coshocton County. There are all kinds of cooling stations to announce. Ridgewood Middle School will be open until 8 tonight as a cooling station. The men's and women's locker rooms will be open for showers. You can enter through the middle school gym doors if you need a shower. Cooling stations, besides that one, include the Moose. The Coshocton Moose has opened its doors to non-members. The Coshocton Public Library, also functioning as a cooling station. The Johnson Humrick House Museum is free to the public today and tomorrow. Coshocton Senior Center also open until 4 p.m. as a cooling station. AEP Ohio says over 100 poles and power lines were taken down overall, including some large transmission lines. Hard-hit areas like Coshocton County can expect multi-day outages. As a matter of fact, AEP Ohio at last check was estimating restoration, full restoration in Coshocton County will not be completed until Saturday at 11 p.m. Damaged main lines received the top priority, then clusters of homes and businesses, then individual homes and businesses after that. From the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office, this is the report from yesterday. First, this accident. The high winds took down a tree that hit somebody's car. That happened about a quarter after midnight on State Route 541 in the 53,000 block. This is in Linton Township. 33-year-old Corey Samsel of Coshocton was westbound when that tree hit his car. It went off the right side of the road and over an embankment. He became trapped in the vehicle because of just how much tree had fallen onto his vehicle. The West Lafayette Fire Department was able to get him out after cutting and removing the tree from the vehicle. Coshocton County EMS treated Samsel, then took him to Coshocton Regional for minor injuries. Besides that accident, we have these other ones to report from yesterday. Willie Schlabaugh of Sugar Creek was traveling eastbound on State Route 643 when he failed to yield to a traffic control device and struck another vehicle traveling southbound on State Route 641. Schlabaugh was cited for traffic control device. A non-injury accident was reported in the area of State Route 541 and Township Road 307. Kelvin Wood of Pickerington was traveling northbound on State Route 60 near County Road 436 when a large tree fell onto his semi. Deputies responded to a report of a vehicle struck in the roadway near Township Road 285 and Township Road 290. Robert Clark of Coshocton reported that he struck a fallen cable on the 500 block of Main Street. Lindsay Stillion of Coshocton was struck by Christine Ross of Coshocton on South 7th Street in Circle K. Stillion was cited for failure to yield. And Sharon Masters of Coshocton reported a hit-skip accident in the 600 block of John Street. Complaints: Rodney Dinger of Coshocton reported a theft in the 1500 block of South 6th Street. Jennifer Ball of Coshocton reported harassment in the 100 block of Chestnut Street. Michael Poorman reported a theft in the 3600 block of State Route 271, and Anthony Pfizer of Coshocton reported being threatened by Angela Norfleet. Upon arrival and investigation, Norfleet was arrested for obstructing official duties. The National Weather Service says it's not sure whether or not the overnight storm that hit Coshocton was in fact a tornado. The band of severe weather brought with it the winds that were strong enough to knock down trees and power lines, and that took out power for close to 15,000 people in Coshocton County at one point. The highest rainfall total was recorded in Coshocton County at Woodbury Wildlife with 1.12 inches. Conesville reported 0.97. In Tuscarawas County, the highest rainfall total was in Beach City, which measured 1.6 inches. Looking ahead, National Weather Service Pittsburgh meteorologist David Schallenberger says the severe weather is not over for the week.
Not by a long shot. While the larger event that we're looking at on Thursday, we can't overlook Wednesday, because anytime you get temperatures as hot as they're going to be, all we need is one or two storms to tap into that.
He says a cold front is heading for Coshocton County tomorrow, and that's got meteorologists on high alert. And if Coshocton County is going to continue using flyover technology as it's used for the past decade or more, it's going to cost substantially more than it ever has. The county uses pictometry, an aerial survey technique, for showing coordinates of various buildings, which helps the county with reappraisals and helps the sheriff's office with 911 calls. County Auditor Christine Sykes presented commissioners on Monday with cost estimates for 3-inch and 6-inch flyover pictures. Sykes says the prices proposed for these new contracts are almost double what they were when the county re-upped 3 years ago.
They said, we've got new technology. If you go with 3-inch, it's probably going to be the same or even a little less than what you had before. And it came in like this. I said, this is not what you told me.
Sykes says this is a bid taken by the state. Not many companies exist that can provide pictometry, so local municipalities don't have to put it out for bid themselves. The county, though, must decide by the end of June whether it wants to move forward. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. She hasn't got time to make
13 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Alliance program, and I'm your host, Mike Bechtel. We'll be together till 11 o'clock this morning, and we're going to start things off with some open phone lines. So give me a call, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And I am one of many that is still without power, and there are some positives to that. Trying to look on the bright side. I might change my mind when I go home here in a couple hours and it's 95 degrees outside. But phone lines are open between now and, about 10:30 this morning. We have some guests will be joining us at 10:30. The crews from AEP and Frontier Power are hard at work trying to restore power. And yesterday, the air was full of the sounds of chainsaws around our area. And that storm that hit us late Monday night, early yesterday morning, not just Coshocton County that was affected. A lot of areas hit hard, particularly Franklin County. They still have a lot of people without power in Franklin County. A lot of folks without power here in Coshocton County as well. Frontier Power, as of 6:45 this morning, they reported 5,310 outages, and that is 80% of their Coshocton County customers still without power, and their best estimate is that they should have everything restored in 1 to 2 days, in a day or two. AEP Ohio, early this morning, when I got here, they had reported 4,056 customer outages, or 31%. The latest, 3,384, so 26%. So they've made quite a bit of progress here in just the last couple of hours. They are officially estimating restoration in Coshocton County to be completed by Saturday at 11 p.m., and that doesn't mean that there won't be others that are restored in the meantime. I take that to mean that's when they expect it to be completed. But we're at the point now, it's been over a day that the electric's out, that we have to start worrying about food spoilage for those that are still without power. The AEP says their damaged main lines are going to receive the top priority, and then clusters of homes and businesses, and then individual homes and businesses. They start off with the jobs that affect the most people, so they can get the most people back up and running as quickly as possible. If you are an isolated case and that line is down from the pool to your home, you might have a little bit of a wait, but there are many crews out. We saw them in action yesterday, and they are making some progress. So the phone lines are open. Yesterday, the good news yesterday is it didn't get quite as hot as was initially forecast. Today, the heat index values are now projected to 108 this afternoon, with temperatures in the mid-90s. And when you factor in humidity, that's where the heat index values come in. So it's going to be hot, and for those with certain health issues, perhaps dangerously hot. There are some places in the area where you can go. We got a call from the Moose Lodge yesterday, and they are welcoming non-members today, while it's so hot, to come in and cool out. The Coshocton Public Library, that's always a good place to go cool off, and they are open. They welcome people to go in just to cool off. The Johnson Hemrick House Museum is free to the public today and tomorrow. So if you've been thinking about going to the museum, today would be a good day to do so, whether you have power or not. And where's my note about the Ridgewood Middle School? Yeah, the Ridgewood Middle School, if you're in West Lafayette, they are going to open up today from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. as a cooling station. So if you need to get out of the heat in West Lafayette, you can go to the Ridgewood Middle School. Also, they are making their men's and women's locker rooms available for showers. So visitors are asked to enter through the middle school gym doors. Phone lines are open if you do want to talk about the weather. And I guess let's run down the list of cancellations and other announcements before we get to our first call this morning. The Sportsman's Club youth program scheduled from 6 to 8 this evening has been canceled. That's due to the power outage. Camp Invention at Keene Elementary is canceled today. They have no phones. Gerber Feed Sack in Coshocton is closed today. And the Pomeranian Center for the Arts has moved tonight's Wizard of Oz puppet show from the Art Park to the Coshocton Public Library large meeting room. That'll be at 7 o'clock this evening. The show is free and open to the public, but space is limited. So you are up to date. It is 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. We have open phone lines until 11, until about 10:30 this morning. Let's go ahead and take our first phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Frontier this morning about my folks' power, and it's like they still don't know when it's going to be up, like an estimated time, because I saw from AEP just like what you saw, because I have friends that have that, and they're one thinking it's 11 o'clock Saturday.
The AEP, they are putting 11 o'clock Saturday as the estimated restoration time on all the outages, at least the ones that I checked here in Coshocton County. That doesn't mean that it won't be restored before then. In fact, we've had 600 or 700, an improvement in the right direction of 600 or 700 reported on their website just over the course of 2 or 3 hours this morning. So they're making progress. So I take that as meaning the worst case scenario, 11 p.m. on Saturday, but that's not good news for those that are in that boat. As far as Frontier Power goes, they don't have on their website, or I didn't see on their website, an estimated recovery time. Although Jeremy did reach out to the folks from Frontier Power this morning, and they say they hope to have everybody restored in 1 to 2 days, in a day or two. So that is the latest, hopefully sooner rather than later. The progress that AEP has made this morning is encouraging.
Yeah. And it's just really, really ridiculous. It's just sometimes when you think about when preparing for this stuff, you think that they would try to cut some of these trees down ahead of time that's near power lines and all that.
Well, they do that, in fact, and they can't get them all, and sometimes it's to the chagrin of the property owners when they come in and chop up your tree. They are less concerned about the aesthetics of the tree rather than getting the limbs out of the lines, but sometimes it just can't be helped, particularly the ones that are going through rural areas. People have trees in their yards that you can trim, and they do that, but they can't get them all. And I feel for the power companies in situations like this, because those crews are out there, and they are working hard in conditions, maybe more storms today. They're going to be working out in the heat, and they just keep working till the job is done. But that's no consolation to those that are at the bottom of the priority list, who are going to have to go through the day without air conditioning.
Yep, and I know a couple days ago, I know that the whole that's just been pretty crazy with all the stuff that's been going in the news and all that stuff, weather-wise and everything else in there.
It always is.
Yep, because I know it's just sometimes hard getting used to with the constitutional carry, like knowing that you don't have to have a permit now. But as I said, like I said earlier in the week, it's like there's just so many unanswered questions.
Well, yeah, it did pass. It is in effect now, so we are just going to have to see how things shake out.
Yeah.
Whether it's increased violence, whether it's decreased violence, whether it's more people wanting to look tough and carrying guns and whipping them out and threatening people with them, we'll just have to see how it shakes out.
Yep. Other than I watched some of the ball games last night a little bit.
Well, I did not, because I don't have any TV. So, but both the Guardians and the Reds went extra innings, though.
Yeah,
both won.
I watched a little bit of, because I know my dad's a Guardians fan, but my mom's a huge Reds fan. It was basically a back and forth between the games, Mike. And the Reds actually kicked butt last night, even though it was a 5-3 score.
And it was a close game, went extra innings. So why do you characterize it as kicking butt? They have a good good 12th inning.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Albert Amora Jr. hit a triple scored the go ahead run. Okay.
Yep. As I said, I didn't really stay up to watch most of the game because both the Reds, because they're both playing teams on different the time zones.
Yeah.
9:40 for the Reds, and I can't remember what time it was for the Guardians game.
Probably 8:40 or right around there. That's what time they play tonight. The Guardians are in Colorado, and once again, it was Jose Ramirez that drove in the game-winning run in the 10th inning, and he is on pace for an MVP season.
Yep. Do you know why the Diamondbacks are called the Diamondbacks, Mike?
I had always assumed after diamond-backed rattlesnakes, which abound in the deserts of Arizona.
Yeah. Yep. It's weird that even though it's like with all the teams' names in the MLB, our state bird is called the Cardinals, but our team is called the Reds. And then like in Missouri where they have St. Louis, they have the Cardinals as their baseball team. It's weird that how we share some of the same things with some of these teams, like state birds and all that stuff.
There are several states that have Cardinal as the state bird. I think there are seven. I'm going to have to look that up during the next break. But the American Cardinal is a popular state bird, and it's the state bird of Ohio and several other states as well. I don't even know if they have Cardinals in Arizona. The football team is called the Cardinals because they moved from where were they? Were they the St. Louis Cardinals football team? They were before they moved to Arizona.
Yeah.
We had the St. Louis Rams. Yeah. And another team moved in. So, yeah, they were the St. Louis Cardinals football team.
Yeah, because I know St. Louis only has two teams now, Mike, in their city anyway. Now.
Well, that'd be the Rams and the Cardinals. Did they ever have an NBA team or a hockey team? St. Louis Blues?
Hockey team? Yeah, St. Louis Blues, that's their hockey team.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have a name for that because they have a musical note on there because it's named after blues music.
Yeah.
But it's just trying to keep the stress down and all that. That it's like you never think about how much people's jobs rely on the power like that.
Well, every time that power, and I was being half facetious when I said that there are some silver linings, but when every time the power goes out, you do appreciate how much we depend on our electricity and the things that are powered by them, our computers, our televisions, our cooking equipment, our the freezer, my chest freezer, and everything else. And I did it again. This morning, I've been using the flashlight on my phone to see my way around in the morning. I've got a pretty good sized water heater. It is electric, but it's pretty good size, so I think I can go two or three more days and still be able to take a comfortable shower. But it does give you cause to reflect on just how much we are dependent on our electricity and our technology.
Yeah, and these storms still brought back memories of the 2012 derecho that basically what happened my summer, my senior year of high school.
A lot of similarities, and this one, some are using the word derecho. This one was a little different. Jeremy had a story this morning, and there was some fancy schmancy name that was given to it, and I don't remember what it was. But a lot of similarities. We had high winds And we had a lot of trees down and power outages that are taking more than just a few hours to restore. And the case of the derecho 10 years ago, it took well over a week for some people's power to be restored.
Yeah, because I remember when the football players from my graduating class had to go down there and help the city out with the city of Dresden out with clearing trees up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of trees, I'll tell you that much. It's definitely something to look back on with all this stuff.
Well, I didn't realize that when I went home after my shift yesterday, the sun was up. I saw a lot more damage and got a better idea of the scope of it. And, you know, I just drove a little bit from here to home in Coshocton. Debris everywhere, a lot of trees down, some trees, a couple of trees I saw that were uprooted. They had to divert traffic on Cambridge Road for a little while to do some work that looked like they were doing some tree work there. So it caused quite a bit of damage and a lot of trees down, power lines.
Yeah, but I might reflect on that since it's been since the anniversary of that one's coming up here soon.
Almost 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought I might reflect upon about see what anybody else thought.
All right,
about
well, thank you for your call. 9:29 is the time. And we have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. Excuse me, 10:30. We'll be back right after these words. For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
If they don't have it, you don't need it. Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Check out new items in the store and in their deli. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Anniversaries are milestones in your love story. Every page is filled with the challenges and magical moments that make yours a never-ending story. This anniversary, G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers will help you give her a gift that lasts for generations. G.A. Fisher Anniversary Diamond Collection is fresh, fashionable, and exquisitely designed. From modestly priced to her most extravagant pieces and custom designs, these are gifts that celebrate your never-ending love story brilliantly. G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. Wouldn't you rather say it came from G.A. Fisher?
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Adam Mills at Jeff Drennan Ford. We have the inventory and the financing regardless of your budget or credit history. Stop in and see me for your next vehicle at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd in Coshocton.
Did you know that the Coshocton Public Library has free genealogy databases? To find out more about this service, join the library and the Coshocton County chapter of the Ohio Genealogical Society for a digital genealogy program on Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. This partnership program will be held at the Coshocton Public Library, and local genealogy experts will be available to provide research tips. To register, please sign up online at coshoctonlibrary.org or by calling 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Lafayette Point in West Lafayette offers 24/7 skilled nursing care, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, memory care, and much more to help you reach your maximum potential. They accept most insurances. For more information, call Cody, the admissions coordinator, at 740-545-6355.
Coshocton County is under an excessive heat warning from 11 o'clock this morning until 9 o'clock of this evening. Partly sunny this morning, then clearing. Patchy fog this morning. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 108 this afternoon. For tonight, mainly clear. Warm with lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. Chance of rain is 70%. Heat index values in the upper 90s tomorrow. Already up to 77 degrees in Coshocton, and the phone lines are all open. If you do want to talk about the heat, if you want to talk about the weather, if you are without power, if there's something else that you want to chat about, give me a call and let me know. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. The state bird of Ohio is the northern, I call it the American cardinal. It's actually called the northern cardinal. And it is a beautiful bird and also has a very pleasing, distinctive song. But other states have the northern cardinal as their state bird as well. And I'm looking for, let's see. Ah, I nailed it. I love it when I retain a piece of useful information and able to regurgitate it correctly. And there are, in fact, seven states that have the cardinal as the state bird. In fact, they are all contiguous to each other, which means they're all in one cluster. You've got Ohio, of course, and then Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, West Virginia, and Virginia, the first state to declare the northern cardinal as the state bird. Well, that was Illinois. That happened as the General Assembly in 1929, following the event in 1928, where school children suggested choosing the cardinal as the state bird. Then everybody had to have a state bird. Indiana was next. And then in 1933, Ohio, the same year, named the cardinal the state bird. And Kentucky, North Carolina, West Virginia, Virginia. So the phone lines are open. Why do we even have state birds or state anything? Ever wonder about that? We have a state fossil. I think a trilobite, I think, is the state fossil here in Ohio. I will have to double check that one. But you ever wonder why states even have birds as a symbol? States decided to designate state flowers, birds, state slogans, trees, insects, all with the aim of representing their state in a unique way. And it had to be something that stands out within that state, which would make everyone proud of his or her origin. So where do we go? There's actually a national garland of flowers made up of a flower representing each state at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. And state legislatures then began adopting a plethora of other official state, fill in the blank. And that's how this tradition was created. It goes all the way back to 1893 at the Chicago World's Fair. And sometimes designating a state, whether not necessarily a flower or a bird, but a state something or other, is a method to teach young people, children, students, how democracy works and how our government works, and going to the state legislature and seeing them debate about it, make a decision, and vote on it based on the input of their constituents. So I think that has something to do with it. All right, we can talk about the cardinal, the state bird. We can talk about power outages or the weather, or we can chat about whatever is going on in your world today between now and 10:30. Let's take our next phone call. Hello, you're on the air. Whoops, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep, got you now. Okay.
Okay, good morning. I wanted to ask about the Frontier Power response to the power outage. I have been on their website, and they clearly post the outage map and the number of customers that are in their area and that do not have power. I've checked it in the last 24 hours. It has not changed.
Right.
My question to you is, do you have any response from Frontier Power representative about the status of the power coming back on when?
Yeah, we reached out to Frontier Power this morning, and because we saw just what you did on the map. It hasn't budged much. The numbers have changed very little compared to AEP. Both of them say that, you know, two or three times an hour they update their data. And this is purely speculation here I'm guessing that Frontier Power has not been as diligent as updating that data as AEP Ohio has. However, the last I checked early this morning, there was still it was listed that 80% of people on Frontier Power were out. AEP Ohio, keep in mind AEP is a much larger company, but AEP Ohio has about 600 or 700, the number has gone down by about between 600 and 700 over just the course of the last 3 hours, so that progress is showing. We did reach out to Frontier Power, and although they didn't have precise estimates, they said that they expect power to be restored to Frontier Power customers in 1 to 2 days. That wasn't firm. That was something that was relayed to us by a representative of Frontier Power. Contrast that with AEP Ohio, which several hours into the outage, didn't list any times that any restoration estimations. They said just simply that they were assessing the situation. Now, at least the ones that I have checked, and the county by county listing, they are putting out an estimated completion of their restoration by 11 p.m. on Saturday, which would be longer than what Frontier Power has estimated. So, yeah, we've been looking at the same numbers that that you are. The numbers don't seem to be as updated as frequently or as diligently as the AEP numbers. But be assured that the Frontier Power crews and their contractors are out working on it as well.
Well, you know, that's good information, Mike, for you to confirm that. It'd be nice if we could get a Frontier Power person to call in and give the customers some assurances on what is going on. I've not read anything in the paper or seen any or heard anything from any Frontier Power representative on any of the radio shows. I've listened to all of them in the area that I can pick up. And that would be nice as a customer service point. There isn't anything even on the website giving us any idea of where they are in the repair process, what they're waiting on, or anything like that. So I'll put that out there. Maybe somebody from Frontier Power is listening who can call their, 10,000 or so customers that they have in the area that do not have power.
All right. I will send out a message here during the next commercial break and see if anybody is available.
Thank you very much, Mike. You have a great day.
You too. 10:41 is the time. We have open phone lines up until 11. We'll be back right after this.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency. And Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra. The next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Hello there, Craig Abner with the Jeff Drennan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership on Otsego Avenue here in Coshocton. Summer is here and we have some sizzling deals ready for you. We are stocked with over 70 pre-owned vehicles, maintenance checked, fully detailed, and ready to go. We have over 50 one-owner vehicles in our lot to choose from, and with the majority of our inventory receiving good, fair, or great values per Car Gurus, there's only one place to stop to get a great deal this summer. Right here at the Jeff Drennan Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership in Coshocton. Stop by or visit us 24 hours a day at cjdfcoshocton.com.
You've heard of White Woman Street and White Woman's Rock. Who was this white woman so memorialized in Coshocton? She was Mary Harris, the first identifiable resident of Coshocton, a Mohawk peace emissary, and a kind grandmother. The book, Mary Harris, The White Woman of the Ohio Frontier in 1750, describes her entire life with new archival evidence. Available exclusively at the Johnson Hummerkaus Museum for just $15.
Introducing Beat the Stigma, Ohio's newest game show, where contestants go head-to-head to uncover the underlying causes of addiction. Did you know many of the contributing factors of addiction are beyond your control? Genetics can be responsible for 50% of your risk for addiction. Addiction is not a decision. It's a disease, and it's treatable. Can you beat the stigma? Challenge what you know about addiction at beatthestigma.org.
It's the little moments that have the biggest impact. Every time you mentor a child or donate your time or money, you empower their future. You can help make a difference and be a hero in the eyes of a child. One simple act of encouragement at a time. Positive childhoods lead to promising futures. Help prevent child abuse and neglect in your community. Learn more at octf.ohio.gov.
Did you know that the Coshocton Public Library has free genealogy databases? To find out more about this service, join the library and the Coshocton County Chapter of the Ohio Genealogical Society for a digital genealogy program on Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. This partnership program will be held at the Coshocton Public Library, and local genealogy experts will be available to provide research tips. To register, please sign up online at coshoctonlibrary.org or by calling 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by Sprint Print. Come visit Sprint Print for all your printing needs, including copies, business cards, all types of business printing, and advertising specialties. Sprint Print is still located at 520 Main Street, Coshocton, right behind Stewart Interiors. At Sprint Print, we hop to it.
Coshocton County is under an excessive heat warning from 11 o'clock this morning until 9 o'clock this evening. It's hot now. It's going to get even hotter. Partly sunny this morning, then clearing. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 108 this afternoon. Mainly clear tonight. Warm with lows in the mid-70s for tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then a showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. Chance of rain is 70%. Heat index values in the upper 90s tomorrow. Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. And Saturday, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. That sounds very nice. For Sunday, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. And Monday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s. Currently, it is 78 degrees in Coshocton. And the phone lines are open until about 10:30 this morning. And just sent out an email to Frontier Power. And I'm sure by now word's gotten to them that we're talking about them. So would love to hope to have the opportunity to speak with somebody about Frontier Power to share whatever details they can at this point. I'm sure that there is a lot of uncertainty as well. But restoration, both Frontier Power and AEP, it was a storm that knocked down lots of power poles and power lines, knocked down a lot of trees, and crews from both companies and contractors that they need to work with are working very, very hard. You see it around the community, but the damage was so widespread, it's going to take a little while. So the phone lines are open. Let's run down our list of announcements once again. Several cancellations and changes here to pass along. The Sportsman's Club's youth program, scheduled from 6 to 8 p.m., has been canceled for this evening due to the power outage. Camp Invention at Keene Elementary is canceled. They have no phones. Gerber Feed Sack in Coshocton is closed today. And the Pomerene Center for the Arts has moved tonight's Wizard of Oz puppet show from the Art Park to to the Coshocton Public Library large meeting room at 7 o'clock. The show is free and open to the public, but space is limited there at the library. So they have moved that event, presumably because they don't have a puppet show and it's 95 degrees outside. It's 9:48. The phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Blake. Do you like to save money? Would you like to know where the best deal in town is? Do you rent a house or apartment? Are you being treated fair? Call 622-9791, Coshocton's rental information hotline. You will find a great deal and save lots of money every month. Call 622-9791, and I guarantee you will be treated fair. I will rent you a 2-, 3-, or 4-bedroom house or apartment for less money than anybody in Coshocton. Repairs? Glad you asked. We have 3 full-time experienced repairmen ready to fix you up. I will prove it that nobody will rent you a better house for less money than me. My name is Blake, and you have my word. Also, I will pay you $100 for your moving expense when you rent from me. Call 622-9791. Now, isn't that fair?
At A1 Kennel Care, it is almost like home. We have air conditioning in the summer and heated floors in the winter. We have a supportive caring staff who hand walk your pets to encourage exercise. We offer quality time with our staff under the supervision of a veterinarian. Boarders are in a separate building from all sick or hospitalized pets. Come visit us at A1 Kennel Care.
A1 Kennel Care is located 1/2 mile west of Coshocton on US 36 or call 622-4443.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has announced their second annual Fill the Backpack campaign. This project provides over 3,300 backpacks filled with required school supplies to every elementary age student in Coshocton County. Last year's generous sponsors helped make this project possible, and donations are still needed. If you or your organization would like to donate, contact Kaylee Andrews at 740-623-4450. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
MVHC Urgent Care provides health care without the wait. Their locations offer extended hours and are fully equipped with X-ray and lab services. You do not have to be an MVHC patient to utilize their urgent care services. Visit one of their convenient locations in Coshocton for all of your urgent health care needs.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. As you well know, country property is in great demand. Recreational land is always in short supply and tends to sell quickly. I have a long list of good, cash, and bank-qualified buyers actively seeking land. If you are considering selling your property, just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
This Eye on Weather Forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. It's your car. It's your choice. For 45 years, we have been providing the very best collision repairs in the area. H&H Auto Body, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Partly sunny this morning, then clearing. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 108 this afternoon. For tonight, mainly clear and warm with lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. Chance of rain is 70%. Heat index values in the upper 90s. Currently, it is 78 degrees in Coshocton. 9:52 is the time, and we do have open phone lines. If you do want to talk about sports, we can do that. Both the Guardians and the Reds won in extra innings yesterday, but a lot of folks in our listening area have bigger concerns right now, bigger concerns than any of the other issues, bigger than gas prices, bigger than any of the politics that we are facing today, and that is we don't have any electricity. And that means we don't have a way to keep our food cold, and we don't have a way to keep ourselves cool, and we don't have a way to watch TV or get on our computer. We got our smartphones, and I brought in all my devices today. I've got two phones. I got my new phone and my old one. Now, my old phone, it's about 6 or 7 years old now. Is that right? It's an old one. It's an LG older phone, but I still use it, can still make phone calls on it, and still can hook up to the internet on it. So I still use it for a variety of things, play games on it, etc. So it's all charged up now. I got my new phone. Call it my new phone. I got it in January, and it is an iPhone, and I've had it for 6 months now, and I'm still learning all the little nuances of it. So it is charging right now, and I've got my Chromebook, although can't hook up to the internet at home with it because my Wi-Fi at home is down, and got a flashlight that a coworker got me for Christmas a few years ago, and I just love it. It charges on using a USB port. It has a long battery life. I don't know how long exactly. It's never gone dead on me, but it's my source of light at home right now. So it's plugged into a computer right now. Little tiny flashlight, about 5 inches long, but it has a very extremely bright light. And so that and my phone, those are my sources of light at home right now. So last couple of days I've gotten up, turned the flashlight on the iPhone, used it as light, which, by the way, I always thought using your phone for a flashlight and having a flashlight fixture on, or flashlight feature on your phone was kind of, I don't know, dumb. I've done a complete 180 on that stance here over the last couple of days. All you got to do is say, "Hey Siri, turn on flashlight." There's a button for it too, and it puts out a pretty good light and doesn't use up that terribly much battery life in the process. But still, and those of you that are without power right now, you know what I'm talking about. Still, when you walk into a room or walk into the bathroom, you just out of habit flick the light switch on, and then a moment later say to yourself, "Oh yeah, don't have any power." Well, the phone lines are open. We can talk about how you are dealing with the loss of power. Fortunately, yesterday we did not reach it was plenty warm, but we did not reach the level of heat that initially we were told we're going to be. However, today looks like we're not going to be so fortunate. Heat index values now up to 108 this afternoon, and the real temperature is going to reach the mid-90s with lots of humidity to go along with that. So there are some places that you can go to stay cool. You can go to the library and read some books, learn something while you are staying cool. Same with the museum. It is free and open to the public today and tomorrow. It is air-conditioned. It'll feel nice and cool inside. And if you haven't been there in a couple of years, you can see the upgrades they've made at the museum. It looks real nice in there. The Coshocton Senior Center, they're going to be open from 8 to 4:30 today. And we got a call towards the end of the talk show yesterday. The Coshocton Moose Lodge, non-members are welcome into the Moose Lodge as we deal with the heat. And if you are in West Lafayette, you got a call from Ridgewood Superintendent Mike Maslowski very early this morning. And they have opened up Ridgewood Middle School today. They'll stay open till 8 o'clock this evening as a cooling station if you just want to go cool off. And if you need to take a shower, the men's and women's locker rooms will be open for showers today. Visitors are asked to enter through the middle school gym doors. And you know, none of that's like relaxing in your own home or taking a shower in your own bathroom, but those are some options for those that that need it. 9:57 is the time. The phone lines are open, and we'll be right back.
Attention, high school juniors and seniors. Are you ready to start your career and set yourself up for success? With the Ohio Army National Guard, you can start serving now while still in school and become part of an elite group of men and women who have sworn to serve and protect this community, state, and nation. Start fulfilling your dreams today with an education that will help you land the career you've always wanted. Contact me today, Staff Sergeant Hogan, your local Ohio Army National Guard recruiter at 740-602-0577. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Association of Broadcasters and this station.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Coshocton County is under an excessive heat warning from 11 o'clock this morning until 9 o'clock this evening. And partly sunny this morning, then clearing. It's going to be sunny today and hot, with highs in the mid-90s, uncomfortable even for outdoor yard work and gardening work. Heat index values up to 108 this afternoon. Mainly clear tonight, warm, with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a shower is likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. Chance of rain is 70%. Heat index values in the upper 90s. Currently it is 79 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce today it's raising interest rates, maybe by more than it has in decades, as it struggles to control inflation.
Inflation. It's sapping the strength of a lot of families.
President Biden in Philadelphia yesterday making this promise.
Gas is up and food is up, which we're going to get down come hell or high water.
President Biden is challenging U.S. oil refiners now to produce more gasoline and diesel, saying their profits have tripled. And there's word this morning that Americans wrestling with higher prices cut their spending unexpectedly in May compared with a month before. Retail sales fell 0.3% last month. Congressman Tom Rice of South Carolina will not be returning to Congress when his term is up. He lost yesterday's Republican primary after voting to impeach Donald Trump over the January 6th insurrection. He told WPDE-TV,
I hope that the situation would be reversed, but again, this seat doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the voters, right? And so it's what they want, not what I want.
Congressman Tom Rice. Yellowstone National Park may be closed for a week because of what the park superintendent calls a once-in-a-thousand-year event, massive flooding. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Some 10,000 or so visitors inside Yellowstone National Park are out after it was closed by historic flooding. The high water caused by heavy rain and rapid snowmelt wrecked several roads, a number of bridges and buildings, especially in the northern part of the park. Superintendent Cam Shelley tells Montana Now the extent of damage isn't known.
Until we get teams on the ground and can actually assess.
Shelley says the park could be closed a week. I'm Tim McGuire.
China's repeating its support for Russia. China's President Xi told President Putin in a phone call today China is willing to provide support on issues concerning core interests. This is AP News. Now to UPS. And it's E-Quad.
UPS is testing out a new delivery system it hopes will beat the traffic, ease congestion, and be cleaner for the environment. It has a horn, it's brown, has the UPS logo, and carries packages, but it's not a truck.
It's funny looking, but it's probably good for the city, right? You don't have to block up the whole road, but like that's not going to take a lot of packages. That's probably one building's worth of deliveries.
New Yorker Ian Lagowitz found out it's an E-Quad, a pedal-assist four-wheel electric cargo bike like a mini slender version of the truck that UPS worker Dighton Anderson was using to deliver packages in Times Square.
It's still pretty maneuverable. Like, it can still get to in between cars if you need it to.
There's only one being tested in the U.S. for now, and that's here. UPS says it's meant for dense urban areas. In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, and open phone lines for a little while longer this morning. And I heard the story about the E-Quad that UPS is trying out. I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and it looks like a skinny, small UPS truck. They've got it painted brown. They've got the UPS logo on the side, but it is skinny and easier to get in and out of traffic in the big cities. I can see how it would be handy in New York City. I don't know that we'll see any around Coshocton anytime soon. The downside of it is that it doesn't look like it has a lot of cargo space, but it's just a one-person vehicle. It can dash out the left side or the right side. So E-Quad, that's what they are called. They look like a little, a scooter, a big scooter with a boxy cargo hold in the back. Okay, it is 4 minutes after 10. Open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. If you want to talk about E-Quads or state birds or the power outage or something else, the phone lines are open. This lost and found pet information is brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic. A male blue heeler dog, mostly gray with black ears, wearing a collar with no tags, was lost north of Keene on 643. The phone number is 740-623-0685. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic. It is 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. We have open phone lines up until 10:30, and let's take our next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I would just like to know how many trees got down because of the storm in Coshocton.
I don't have an exact number of how many trees, and that would be hard to gauge anyway, because I'm sure that there are a lot of trees that were down that were away from roads and power lines and where we could see them. I can only give it an eyeball test. There are a lot of trees down. Comparing it to the derecho 10 years ago, if you remember that, I don't know if it was quite as bad as that was. However, I have seen trees, large trees, ones that appeared to be healthy, that were knocked over and uprooted. So, which is an indication that we had some pretty high winds that came through the area. I can't help you with a specific number, but it is quite a bit. You see it around town, and I'm sure you see even more out and about in the county.
Yeah, here where I live at the Commons, a tree came down, and they had to cut it up in pieces yesterday. So.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of that. If you go outside, and you'll hear it again today, go outside and just keep your ears peeled, and you will hear the sound of lots of chainsaws close by and in the distance. So a lot of cleaning up to do.
Yeah, and I want to say Clary Gardens had a bird show, I think it was yesterday, but it was so hot, you know, because you was talking about, like, representing your state for
right.
The bird and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just want to say that Clary Gardens was letting off, like, owls and different birds, but it was just too hot to go. But I think it would have been interesting.
Yeah, they went, and I was reminded of it too late because I thought about running over there. They have a falconry company, people that have falcons, and as you mentioned, owls and birds of prey show. They've had it there before, and it's been a popular event for them. And, yeah, my understanding, they went ahead and had it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I just hope that everybody's okay because of the storm, and I hope they got all the trees out of the roadway. I know it's going to keep them busy.
That it is. Lots of folks and crews busy yesterday. Thank you for your call, and they'll be busy today as well. And, in fact, at least the AEP's website, we've seen quite a bit of progress that they have made just this morning restoring power. And Frontier Power's crews are out as well. Frontier Power, the best estimate that we received from Frontier Power was that a day or two, 1 or 2 days from now to restore all power to all of their customers. The latest from their website is that they had 79-point-some percent of their customers in Coshocton County still without power, and that number hasn't budged much since yesterday. However, the crews are out. They are working, so that might be, and just speculating here, an issue of the information not being updated as quickly. So as far as AEP goes, the estimated completion time for restoration for everybody in Coshocton County, 11 p.m. on Saturday. Now, again, there's been some people without power on AEP that have been restored this morning, and I'm sure that will continue. But some might have to wait two or three more days. So it's 9 minutes after 10. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock of this morning. Excuse me, I keep saying that. We have guests joining us at 10:30 here in a little bit. So if you got something to say, give me a call right now. It's 9 minutes after 10. Let's take our next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I just had a question. I know that the Master Gardeners have been on before and have talked about invasive plants. And I know that some of the farmers are having a hard time with the autumn olive bushes, and they talked about the yellow flowers down at Lake Park that are so pretty,
yes.
But they said that they're not good. They're invasive.
They're invasive, and they spread quickly, but they are pretty when they bloom,
yeah.
Yes.
And then there's something that seems to be more and more around here recently. It's a poison something. I can't think of the second the second word now.
It's not hemlock, is it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it looks like green Queen Anne's lady.
Right. Yeah, Gail from the Master Gardeners talked a little bit about that on Friday, and it seems to be getting more and more common here in Coshocton County. It is an invasive species, and it's something that even if you just happen to be don't know what you're doing and walk around in some and get some of the resin or the juices on you can cause some problems. If you confuse
right.
it with Queen Anne's lace, it can be very toxic. So
right.
Yeah, it is a problem.
And I do know that from the leaves not even being in the pasture but blowing into where animals are, I do know that animals have died from consuming leaves from that.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, is anything being done to control that? Because down along, well, you see it along, like, the waterways and stuff, but especially down around the 36 and 88.
You still there? You're breaking up.
And I wondered if we were doing something to try to control that instead of just letting it run rampant.
Yeah, if it's on if it's on private property, it's going to be up to us. As far as along roadways and public property, I don't know what is being done. If anything, typically there is spraying for other weeds along roadways, but not everywhere. That's the best answer I can give you. Other than I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'd like to encourage that. You know, from the commissioners or the county, whoever decides that, or that would probably be state, But it just seems to me like since it is affecting animals and can affect humans, and that it's just growing so heavily that, you know, why we if we couldn't do something to try to control it a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
my guess is if it's on your farm or on your property away from the road, that's going to be up to the property owners to do that. But if it's in the road right of ways or along highway, I don't know. All right, well, thank you for calling today. The phone lines are open for a little while longer, and the wild hemlock or poison hemlock, looking at a picture of it right now, and Gail had lots of valuable information about the poison hemlock last Friday when she was on. It is poisonous to both humans and animals, and it can become a rather large, impressive plant. In fact, the source I've got here says that some people have grown it as an ornamental in some areas, but you don't really want to do that. To me, one of the scariest aspects of it is that it does look like Queen Anne's lace. It is I'll call it an attractive-looking flower, but it is bad news. Toxic to people, toxic to our pets and our livestock as well. Queen Anne's lace is a much daintier plant, but if you aren't exactly sure, you haven't seen Queen Anne's lace in a while, it would be easy to confuse the two. So it's 14 minutes after 10. If you want to talk about poison hemlock, we can do that. If you want to talk about the power outage, if you want to talk some sports, if you want to talk about the weather or the heat or something else, now would be the time to call. We'll be back right after these words.
Bueller's Restaurant inside the Coshocton Bueller's now has new extended hours. The restaurant is now open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Bueller's Restaurant will have their Friday night fish fry continuing every Friday until 8 p.m. They offer daily specials, a new 8-ounce local steak burger, delicious food, all while providing fast and friendly service. The next time you're shopping at Bueller's Fresh Foods, make sure you stop by the Bueller's Restaurant for a delicious meal off their menu or try their large selection of items on their salad bar.
Do you know of someone in need of a lift chair, or do you need one yourself? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has a large assortment of lift chairs by Best Home Furnishings, including one called the Body Rest that lets you lay back extra far for sleeping. And we have luxury power recliners and lift chairs made by Ultra Comfort with the Eclipse feature that cradles your body for extra comfort. You can find the style that suits you and recline and lift with comfort and durability. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
For all your pressure washing related needs in Coshocton, Ohio and surrounding area, choose AW Pressure Washing. Get an estimate today from AW Pressure Washing. Call or text 740-610-1527. That's 740-610-1527.
Partly sunny skies this morning, then clearing. Patchy fog this morning. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 108 this afternoon. For tonight, mainly clear. Warm with lows in the mid-70s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then a shower is likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. Chance of rain is 70%. Heat index values in the upper 90s. Currently in Coshocton, it is, we have hit the 80-degree mark here just past 10 o'clock. Open phone lines for just a little while longer. And I did receive a message back from Frontier Power, and I do appreciate the folks at Frontier Power for getting back with us so quickly. And now keep in mind that both AEP and Frontier Power, they are working very, very, very hard right now to get power restored. And this comes from the folks representative of Frontier Power. After the storm went through yesterday morning, we had 9 out of our 11 substations without power. So they have 11 substations. 9 of them were without power. That was over 8,000 members. And if you recall, initially it was over 90% of Frontier Power customers, members, that were without power in the offset. And that was according to the statistics on their website. It says our substations were without power because AEP's transmission line was out. AEP transmits electric to our substations. We then distribute that electric to our members. If our substations have no power, we have no power to distribute to our members. So once AEP has their transmission line back up, then they can energize our substations. They also have 30 broken poles that they know about at this time. We had a caller asking, well, how many trees were down in Coshocton County? Don't know about that, but Frontier Power had 30 broken poles and fallen trees and down power lines that our crews have been busy replacing, cutting, and repairing. They've been in the office answering hundreds of calls from members trying to explain the issues. And we also have information on our Facebook page, and we'll also put it out on their website. So if you if you are on Frontier Power, they have been sharing on their Facebook page as well. The outage map on the website is updated every 15 minutes. And when we don't restore any member's power, it has nothing to update, so the numbers won't change. When AEP gets substations restored, you will see the numbers go down. So that implies that the numbers that we are seeing on their website is accurate. They are updating them every 15 minutes. Every Frontier Power employee is working very hard to restore power to our members. We have employees who are also without power. So they know how it feels. So the phone has been ringing nonstop, as you would imagine, and our office employees have tried their very best to assure their members we are doing our best. We even have 2 crews from New Jersey and 1 from West Virginia in to help our linemen, and they say that they do appreciate everyone's patience. And people are used to having electricity at their fingertips. And I was making that point earlier that when the electric goes out, especially when it's more than just a couple of hours, we do take a moment to pause and reflect on just how much we rely on that electricity. So you can be assured that Frontier Power is working diligently. They are keeping those numbers updated and accurate. They have some major issues with substations. They are updating those numbers that we see on their website in a timely basis. And the estimate, and a very rough estimate, but estimate that they provided earlier this morning is 1 to 2 days for Frontier Power customers to be restored. AEP customers, both the AEP and Frontier Power customers, some of them are being restored, but the AEP says it could be as late as Saturday night at 11 o'clock. So with that knowledge, can give us time to make arrangements if you need to get out of the heat, if you need to find something to do with all that food in your fridge or freezer. So, again, thanks to Frontier Power for getting back with us so quickly. And thanks to the folks from Frontier Power and AEP and all those linemen and crews and contractors that they're working with. If you look around, if you drive around at all, you will see them in action. You will see them working hard. They're going to be working through the high temperatures today and less than ideal conditions to get our electric back as quickly as possible. 10:22 is the time, and open phone lines for, just a few more minutes this morning, and let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm really sorry to hear that all these people are without power. but it is a good wake-up call to what happens if you don't have any electric. I wonder how many people, have you heard from anyone at all that has solar panels or battery backup?
I have not. That is a good question at this point, or a generator. I have heard at least one generator in the distance in my neighborhood.
I just wonder how well the solar panels would take care of an air conditioning system. My only idea on that thing is my question.
Well, that's a good question. I would love to hear from somebody that is using solar panels. Oftentimes the solar is it's a supplement to their electricity that they have coming in from one of the power companies, but it'd be interested to hear from some of those folks, or if there is anybody that uses it as their sole source of electricity.
Yes, but it really shows how vulnerable people really are to the power company. I mean, when you don't have any power, you notice it right away.
That you do.
If you lived out in the country, you can't get any water because you don't have any electric to your pump.
Right.
Unless you have a windmill, you're kind of pretty well out.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of this scenario. You know, if the government had control of your power, which they almost do, and they could take control real quick because Public Utilities Commission controls the power companies. It's that simple. If you got the wrong people in charge of this country, they could bring you to your knees real quick. I think people better start thinking really what they're doing here. Well, look at California. It got so expensive now that only 25% of the people in California can afford to buy a house with their environmental ideas that they have and everything. You must have a solar panel on your house now if you build a house in California. And you will have a bunch more of assorted different requirements that you have to meet. They're enforced by the state of California. And really, that's the kind of people that you have in the Democratic Party trying to run this country now. It's getting awful bad with gas prices. Before the summer over, probably hit $7 a gallon. But Biden is going to Saudi Arabia to ask them to go and increase production. The same people that he called a bunch of murderous thugs, I don't think they're going to come through too much for him. And the war in Ukraine, that's kind of crapped out, too. Basically, he gives them a few rocket launchers, but not as many as they need. Now I see that China's going to give more assistance to the Russians, too. Things are getting really interesting. I can tell you right now who's going to run for president of the Democratic Party in 2024.
Oh, yeah? Who's it going to be?
Barack Obama. He'll come out of retirement and said he's going to save the country when things get real bad, and then he'll be able to finish off what's left of it with his ideas and new ideas that he already thought up, I'm sure. There's a reason he built a house at Martha's Vineyard. He's going to be back on the East Coast in the White House. That way he can buzz up there on the weekends. Kind of remind you of the Kennedys. Thank you.
It is 10:25. The phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock, and I have enough context to know that caller would not be a fan of Barack Obama, but my question is, can he do that? He's already served as two terms as president. We now have a constitutional amendment that says that you can't serve more than two terms, but is that two consecutive terms? Or two terms, period. I don't know. We've only had one president that served more than two terms, and that was Franklin D. Roosevelt. Before that, it was just a precedent that was set after two terms. You did not run for president. Franklin Roosevelt was a president during some tumultuous times in our country. We had the Great Depression. We had World War II, and was elected to a fourth term. When he died in office, other than that, it's been no more than two terms. I don't think, I could be wrong, I have to look it up, but I don't think President Obama is eligible to run again, but a curious question. It is 10:27, and I'll be back right after these words.
Do you have a long to-do list and a short amount of time to deal with insurance coverage?
Let the multitasker's best friend, your local Grange independent agent, use their expertise to save you money.
At the Jacobs Batman Agency, the Grange independent agent, we're specialists at comparing insurance companies and rates for busy people. Contact the Jacobs Batman Agency at 622-1796 or visit our website at www.jacobsbatman.com.
Products not available in all states.
Mark your calendars because the summer season starts in Coshocton on Saturday, June 25th. The Coshocton Art Guild and Our Town Coshocton will be hosting an art and artisan pop-up market from 9 to 5 on the 4th Street side of the Courthouse Square. In the evening, Double Vision, The Foreigner Experience, will kick off the Downtown Summer Concert Series at 6:30 on Main Street, directly in front of the courthouse. This is a free event made possible by the Bechtel Fund of the Coshocton Foundation and presented by the City of Coshocton and Our Town Coshocton. Both events are within Coshocton's designated outdoor refreshment area. Grab your favorite beverage at your preferred nearby establishment and be a part of the rebirth of Coshocton's downtown historic district. Our Town Coshocton thanks its platinum level members, Dean's Jewelry, Dan Duran Prudential Financial, the Jeff Drennan Dealerships, Lynette's Flowers on the Square, McWayne Ductile, Park National Bank, and the Coshocton Grain Company.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
June 27th through July 1st is Customer Appreciation Week at the John Hinderer Honda Service Center. Buy three tires and get one free. Save $50 on any AC service or get $20 off fuel induction. All service includes a free inspection, car wash, and flexible financing is available. Next to our Honda store on Route 79 Heat or HindererHonda.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Did you know that the Coshocton Public Library has free genealogy databases? To find out more about this service, join the library and the Coshocton County Chapter of the Ohio Genealogical Society for a digital genealogy program on Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. This partnership program will be held at the Coshocton Public Library, and local genealogy experts will be available to provide research tips. To register, please sign up online at coshoctonlibrary.org or by calling 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy inherited properties, vacant homes, rentals, commercial properties, and apartment buildings. Give us a call today and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Summer barbecues in the backyard, game nights, first holiday party. It all happens at home. And we want to help you realize your dream of home ownership. We are the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. And if you're ready to buy a home, we may be able to help. Visit myohiohome.org for more information on down payment assistance, lower interest rates, and more. OFA makes purchasing a home more affordable. Visit myohiohome.org. Home ownership. Make it a part of your future.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goff and Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
The Coshocton County is under an excessive heat warning from 11 o'clock this morning until 9 o'clock of this evening. Partly sunny this morning, then clearing. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 108 this afternoon. For tonight, to mainly clear, warm with lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. Chance of rain is 70%. Heat index values in the upper 90s tomorrow. And the mercury just jumped to 84 degrees in Coshocton. We have some guests with us for the remainder of our program today to talk about just that, the heat. And again, there are some cooling stations that have been set up here in Coshocton County for us human beings to cool off if we need to do so. Again, we got a call about this time yesterday. It says the Moose Lodge, they have opened their doors to non-members for today and I think tomorrow as well. As we deal with the heat, the Coshocton Public Library, they always make it a point to let folks know they can come hang out there on hot days. The Johnson Hemrick House Museum, free admission to the museum today and tomorrow. It's air conditioned and they have lots of cool exhibits for you to check out as well. The Coshocton Senior Center is open today from 8 to 4:30. You can go to any of those places to cool off. And early this morning, we heard from Ridgewood Superintendent Mike Maslowski that the Ridgewood School District is opening, the Ridgewood Middle School. They're open right now. They'll be open until 8 p.m. as a cooling station. Also, if you need to take a shower, the men's and women's locker rooms will be open for showers today at the Ridgewood Middle School. Visitors should enter through the middle school doors as crews from both Frontier Power and AEP are working very, very hard in the heat to help restore power to us all. But what about our four-legged friends? They've got fur coats on, and they can't take them off when it's 95 degrees outside. We have here in the studio with us from the Coshocton County Animal Shelter, Chris Sturtz and Haley Sturtz, to talk about just that. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for being here with us today.
Good morning.
We've talked about this before. And when it gets desperately cold and when it gets oppressively hot like it is right now. But there's some extra things that we need to do to make sure that our four-legged friends are safe and comfortable too.
Yes, and when it comes to companion animals that are outside, we do not have tethering laws in our county or our city. So that means a lot of animals are outdoors. If you're able to, please make sure there are multiple buckets of water, heavy buckets that can't be easily spilled. Make sure they've got fresh water available because they are going to need it all day and likely into the week. And even next week, it looks similar. We also want to make sure that we let folks know tomorrow during our 11-to-1 pet food bank, which is something we offer each week to folks who need food. That is donor-based, and we purchase for it as well. We are going to have water available. So there are still individuals who cannot use their water due to electricity issues, and it's not available to them. So we are going to welcome folks to bring jugs or a bucket, and we will fill them up. That way we know that there is fresh water available to those animals and no excuses for there not to be. We will have the hose kind of back there, and people can just fill up as they need. It's just a reward with this storm and the electricity issues on top of just general heat. So it's a tough week for everybody.
May come off as a goofy question, but do animals go through a lot more water when it gets hot like
they
this?
Do. I'm noticing it so much with the dogs at the shelter right now and the cats, of course, too. We do not have air conditioning in those animal care areas. That part of our facility is not. So we have the big fans running right now. We were very fortunate at the shelter that we only lost power for a moment that night. We were very concerned about them, so we were really lucky. They have their fans going. They love the cool concrete. That makes for, you know, in the winter, that's rough, but right now it's perfect. We also are purchasing the gas station ice bags. Wanted to mention to folks, that is such an easy way. Throw one of those bags, you know, next to the dog. Hopefully they don't eat it. You know how that goes. But they can get, you know, snuggle up against that and just relax. So there's little things you can do. Baby pools full of water, if you have access to that kind of water supply right now. Baby pools are great. I have a husky. This is not his weather. So we offer a big pool for him that he can drink out of, but also submerge himself in. So think about that for your long-haired dogs, especially. But don't forget the cats too. Everybody's miserable. So they need shade. They need water. And you might notice they're not eating as much, but of course provide them the food that they need as well.
What are the health issues that, that dogs and cats face when it does get hot?
They regulate by panting. They do not have the sweat glands. So when you're talking about these heavy-coated animals, and Chris is going to talk more about livestock and in regards to the humane agent kind of area that she sees with the livestock, these animals cannot regulate. So it really is up to us. We can do things for ourselves because we have that control. The animals are completely at your mercy. So you really need to make sure that you're responsibly caring for them and thinking about all these things. You hear about asphalt and different things on the paws. That's very important. Their paws are very sensitive. Again,
even when it's not 90 degrees out.
Yes, just little things like not exercising them as much, you know, not putting them outside for extended periods. The law in Ohio states 15 hours food, water, shelter, and those standards are pretty bleak as far as we're concerned. But we ask our community, you know, every couple of hours right now, do not go by what the law does not, you know, specify. Please make sure that you are checking on those outside dogs. That is the biggest concern that we have right now. And those dog boxes, you know, they can tuck into those, but you still need to make sure it's under a shade tree. Otherwise, you've just got a hot box right now.
Are there any symptoms to watch out for dogs that might be getting overheated?
Dehydration is something that you'll see in them. Excessive panting, lethargy, laying on their sides, things of that nature. We don't want people to panic. I mean, my little house dog is on her side panting right now. So, you know, we don't want people to panic and think, oh, you know, something's happened in the 5 minutes that they were outside. Commonly, it is not. But please use good common sense and make sure that you're not allowing them too much time in the sun, in this humidity. Because as we all know, it's going to be a rough day.
Is it life-threatening?
It can be, yes. It can be, okay. Absolutely.
And what about cats? Should I ask you about this, Chris? Or what about cats? Do they don't complain as much as dogs?
They don't, but they're hot. So yeah. You'll notice that, too. Like, everybody's on the floors right now. So we provide blankets and all that at the shelter, but they are on that concrete trying to get relief right now.
Okay. And, that was hot, too, Chris.
The thing about cats, usually they're loose. They can go find a place that's cool. But these poor dogs, when they're tied out, they're just at the mercy of their owners.
Yeah.
And it is so important to keep them comfortable. But I do encourage people on farms, wherever, keep pans of water out for small animals. In the past, I know of a cat that was trying to drink out of a water trough and fell in and drowned. So I do encourage people just kind of keep water everywhere for the birds and cats and make sure the dogs have plenty and, of course, the large animals.
Do you get lots more calls on days like this with the heat or maybe in retrospect do you see more tragedy or ill health effects? What do you see? What have you seen over the years?
Over the years, I used to really get a lot of calls, but I think that we have kind of made our presence known, and we work with people. I'm not out to prosecute. I want to teach people. And I think we still get quite a few calls, but I do think that a lot of people are more willing to ask us for help, and they know we'll give them help, and I think people are more educated about caring for animals.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got two cats at home. I'm still without power, might be a day or two. My plan is to skedaddle this afternoon and go somewhere where it is cool. My two cats are going to be in the house. They've got access to food, access to water, but it might get 80-plus degrees or more in there. So
right.
What about people like me with cats or dogs that are going to be in a home that's hotter than the
right, trees. And you may notice that they tend to lean towards, like if you've got linoleum on the kitchen floor, if you've got those non-carpeted areas, you may notice the cats are hanging in those areas, you know, lounging about. They really can, animals are resilient. They're like children. They are very resilient and they can do a lot for themselves. But again, we have to make sure that we've given them all that they need that they can, you know, regulate today. So as long as they have fresh water and they don't have to be real active, I don't know how active your cats are or what their ages are, but if they're pretty chill, they'll probably be fine. But, you know, without, like I said, this week is just a terrible week to not have electricity. And we appreciate Frontier and AEP and all that they're doing. And just everybody's trying to help. And you just listed all the community members that are doing so many things to try and help. So we just got to get through. It's just going to be a couple days, but water is such an, we just can't say enough about water and the importance of that. Have multiple bowls available and full.
One of my cats is very, very active. The other is not.
Just well, for tell her to settle down.
It's a him. He's a troublemaker. But at any rate, I digress. What about heat stroke or life-threatening issues? And I know you wanted to talk about livestock as well, Chris. So
yeah, livestock is a big concern. Heat stroke. A dog's temperature should be around 101, 102. So if their temperature exceeds that, there may be a real problem. Never take a dog in the car when it gets hot like this, because it just becomes an oven if you have to leave it in the car without the engine running and air conditioning. And sadly, I know of an instance years ago where somebody left a dog in the car with the air conditioner running, but the engine died and the poor dog died. So people need, just leave your dogs home. They don't need to take a ride in this kind of weather. And you know, when you go in the store, you think you're going to be a few minutes.
And then
and
you get to talking to yes. your friend there in the aisle, and Fido's out in the car.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we do encourage people to just leave their dogs at home. And when traveling with the animals, my daughter comes back and forth from Chicago a lot, and I've always encouraged her not to let her cat out of the carrier in the car. If you travel with cats, make sure they have plenty of identification, microchipped, but they need to stay in their carrier. If there's an accident and somebody opens the door, that cat will be gone. Dogs, they would be a little easier to catch or track down, but still, they need lots of ID on them. So I hope people will be very careful traveling with their animals this summer.
Is there a certain temperature or time of the year? Because a lot of people like to take their pets, their companions with them when they're out and about, whether they're running errands or visiting or whatever. Is there a time of the year where you can take your cat with you, maybe run an errand, or just judging by the look on your face, don't do that.
She has amazing nonverbal
okay.
cues.
Yes, she does.
When it comes to heat in a car, I can't remember the exact temperature that a car will rise to, even on a sunny 70-degree day. Mm-hmm. It gets very hot. So it's best just not to leave your animals in the car. Now, my husky, you know, in the winter, I could leave him in the car all day and he'd love it. But I wouldn't dream of taking him anywhere.
And he
right
was
now.
Just at the parade with us a couple weeks ago, and you could tell. I mean, we watched him very closely. He loves to be around people. So he was with us a short time, but then I took him back to the air-conditioned car and just kind of waited so she could enjoy the rest of that ceremony, because you could tell just from that short span, and that was a beautiful 70-degree day, just from that short span of time being in the sun, even though we were doing shaded, you know, activities and sitting there, he was just getting hot, and he was so happy to go get his bowl of water and be in the air conditioning. So these animals just, they love to be with you, and we know you love to be with them, but they really don't need to go in the car right now during this time of year. There's just not, you know, there's just no real reason to take that chance. Even if the windows are cracked, you are not going to have that airflow.
All right. We are talking today with Chris Sturtz and Haley Sturtz from the Coshocton County Animal Shelter about keeping our pets safe during the heat. We'll be back around with Chris and Haley once again right after these words.
They're celebrating the entire month. They'll have specials throughout the store. Plus, on Saturday, June 18th, join them for Customer Appreciation Day. They'll have outdoor activities for the whole family, including large inflatables for the kids, food trucks, ice cream, and prize drawings throughout the day. Pearl Valley Cheese is located between Baltic and Fresno on State Route 93 in Pearl. And they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe it's time to declare your independence from boring jewelry.
And with our red, white, and blue celebration, you can.
June 24th and 25th, save up to 50% store-wide.
Take 20% off ruby and diamond jewelry or sapphire and diamond jewelry.
Save 5 to 10% on diamond jewelry.
Plus, get a patriotic rose for just $59 with purchase of any red, white, or blue jewelry. June 24th and 25th at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others, making a difference, being part of a team? If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. Stipend program and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809 or 740-291-8181 or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com for more information.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Sandcast is excited to be hiring production employees for their cast iron foundry in Coshocton. Candidates capable of passing a drug test and willing to work third shift should apply. The position has a starting wage of $19 per hour for general laborers and $16.50 for light duty, 35-pound max, plus 60 cents differential for third shift. There's also an $850 attendance bonus every 4 months, and all new employees start day one with competitive medical benefits, 401k matching up to 6%, able to earn 2 weeks vacation during the first year with an additional 3 paid personal days, and overtime is available most weeks. Apply online by visiting the WabTech website at wabtechcorp.com/careers and enter Coshocton as the location.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet. But he has got some great deals on carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Partly sunny this morning, then clearing. And it's going to be hot today, as you know by now, with highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 108 this afternoon. Mainly clear tonight and warm, with overnight lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then a showers likely, with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot, with highs in the lower 90s. Chance of rain is 70%. Heat index values in the upper 90s. And currently it is, let's get an update here on the temperature. It is 84 degrees in Coshocton, holding steady for the last few minutes anyway, but it's going to get hotter than that. Well, we are back one more time with Chris Sturtz and Haley Sturtz from the Coshocton County Animal Shelter. Just a reminder to make sure that our pets stay cool and are comfortable during this hot weather as well, and as well as our families and ourselves. And Chris, Haley, what else is going on with the animal shelter right now? Any events, anything else that's coming up that you'd like to talk about?
Did want to mention our $5 adult cat adoption special we're running right now. We are receiving a lot of spayed and neutered already, you know, fully vetted owner surrender cats. We receive a lot of unaltered that are in large groupings, kittens, cats, just things that get out of control for people and they have to surrender. I just want to remind folks that we do adoptions by appointment. It's a real simple form that you complete for us. Really, not only does it tell us about you, but it helps us confirm that you spay and neuter what you already have. And these adult cats are absolutely beautiful. We have over 45 spayed and neutered adult cats that are in the cat shelter right now. So if folks would like to adopt a cat or open their home, we have beautiful ones, and it's only $5 to adopt them right now with an approved application.
All right. What's the usual fee?
It's 40. Okay. We actually put in about 120 plus into all of them. Spaying and neutering, we pay what folks pay. The vets are wonderful to work with us, but we do have to pay vet bills. We have thousands in vet bills every month, and that is not, you know, the 40 doesn't begin to cover what's invested into them, but we try to keep it humble because obviously they are shelter pets, and we would never want to charge, you know, what we put in. It's hard enough to find good homes right now. Adoptions have been down, intake has been high, and you're seeing that across the state of Ohio. All of the partners we work with are drowning in animals right now, and everybody's seeing a very high intake.
You spay and neuter, then all of them that come through?
We spay and neuter all of the adoptable animals. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. The ones that we are going to make available for adoption, they are all fixed. That was not always common practice. Dogs and puppies are also fixed as well. It is $140 to adopt them. You're getting $400 to $500 in vetting at the $140, however.
Okay. And so shots as well then?
Yes. Okay. Core vaccinations, protection against parvo, big one. The feline vaccines protect against upper respiratory, things that you see commonly. We also do the flea and tick because, again, parasites are awful this year. We knew ticks would be bad because of the weather that we've had, and it's, you know, showing that. The little beagles that we're getting in, we actually posted a picture of one a couple weeks ago. I mean, just it took me an hour to work through the amount of ticks that were embedded in that dog's ear canal. So please, please make sure you're using parasite control.
I've seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
It's
all glamorous out there.
I'm afraid of the answer to this question, but what are the conditions under which a dog or a cat would be considered unadoptable?
It is usually behavioral reasons. For dogs, we really are hanging on strong to that 89-90% live release rate. For being an open admission dog pound who still accepts owner surrenders, which no neighboring counties will do anymore, I actually called to see what everybody was doing about owned dogs in their area because our out-of-county owner surrender dog calls spiked so high, and one county's charging $120. And they are telling folks, hey, it's probably going to be euthanized at the door. This is what you paid to get it in. And we have to have hard conversations about behaviors, too. But the standard is pretty scary. They are waitlisting them. So people that call and say, I'm losing my home, my dog has to be safely placed, they're waitlisting them, and they sit on a list for weeks. This is just something that we could spend a whole hour on if we could. We are just one of the last and only truly admitting animal shelters. So we do have to humanely euthanize in the cat shelter at a far higher rate than what we would in the dog pound simply because there's resources and more attention on dogs. When you're coming to the animal shelter with 15 cats and kittens that are unaltered, never had shots, riddled with parasites, we truly do not have anywhere for them to go. We don't have the resources to invest. We are taking in hundreds. People just can't really fathom what an intake day is like. In the past 3 weeks alone, we do those two-hour open intakes. You're talking 38 to 60 cats and kittens in 2 hours that I am responsible for getting in cages, getting fed, getting watered, and then I stay late and I assess those. Who can move? Who can be fixed? Who can, you know, who is highly adoptable? It's not easy to make those decisions. It weighs very heavily. It has always weighed heavily on her. Now I share in that emotional battle. But we know that they need to come in. So we feel that as long as they're being fed, watered, and cared for, these kittens are usually starving. They dive into canned food. They're in a cool shelter with someone who loves them. And we have to make those tough choices. But I would far rather carry that burden than allow them to continue to procreate on the streets, get sick, get run over. People are doing some pretty horrible things to cats. We hear terrible stories all the time about the cruelty and the neglect that's occurring. So we feel very strongly that other shelters and societies should also rethink their policies, because it used to be you took in animals and then you made those decisions. But now they just say no at the door. Those animals don't just disappear into the air. They go somewhere. And they're not coming into your place, so where do they go?
Is it one or both of you that is tasked with the euthanasia?
I am now. Necessary? I am now the primary euthanasia technician.
And it's got to be a terrible time when you got to do that.
It is very difficult. I have a kind of ritualistic way of going about getting my head into that space.
And now the dogs you mentioned, the owners surrender. Some shelters or places are charging up to $120.
If they will admit them at all. Yeah. Most of them simply say no.
That obviously is an incentive for people just to dump their dogs.
Absolutely.
Does that happen in front of the shelter a lot?
Not a lot for us, because again, the accessibility to our community. But yes, I mean, we are still operating on a short staff. So that means that our hours are very, limited. We are actually on site far longer. But it is hard to do that. It is $25, yes, Chris, okay. Thank you. It's $25 to surrender a dog to the animal shelter. Again, that's, a county-required fee. We really, we tell people, if you can come up with 15, if you can come up with 10, I mean, if you're standing in front of me, I am not sending you away with that animal. But we ask people to please adhere to the policies. If you don't pay the county fee, the animal shelter does. And that also is something to mention. Our funding, is what it is. We are seeing lower donations because everyone's aware we are having a difficult time as a country. There are a lot of financial burdens on families and people. So we just want folks to understand, we get it. But when you don't pay for your fees, then we are responsible for paying your fees. And there should be fees. There should be control to some of this. I think we're very fortunate because our county has never pressured us to stop taking own dogs. The dog warden's office and my job would be completely different if we stopped accepting owner dogs. If we stopped being open admit cat shelter, we would have a very easy existence out there. We make our lives far more stressful and harder to be there for this community in ways that no other shelters are doing right now. And I know this because I talk to the people in those communities and what they're seeing, and there's no one that answers their call to help. We do.
Just a few seconds left. Any final thoughts before we wrap up today, Chris?
I just want to let people know that in the 300 block of South 3rd Street, we are going to be trapping some cats. Their kind owner passed away, and we need to get those cats gathered up. And also, please make sure that your livestock, horses, cows, make sure they have fly repellent on them. These poor animals are being bitten up like crazy. It's very sad. And I want to thank everybody that does the electrical work for getting our power back on. Those people really have a tough job, winter or summer. So I want to thank them and thank you for having us on.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll do it again sometime. Thanks for being with us. Chris Sturtz and Haley Sturtz from the Coshocton County Animal Shelter. And that is it for the Communication Lines program today. And thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11.
Listen to the WTNS Communication Lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.